day.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up virtually anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, everything there is totally free. freetalklive.com. We're starting things out with the calls because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Eric in, Zach in South Carolina on the amplifier line. Hello, Zach.
Hey, before I say what I was going to say when I called in, I had never heard of a Deadpool until last night, and you mentioned it on the show, and then it was weird because the victim on CSI Miami was actually killed because she was in a Deadpool, and so and someone wanted money. So I thought that was just a weird coincidence.
That's awfully coincidental.
CSI called us and let us know that they were going to be having that episode on, so I thought we'd mention Deadpools on the air.
Okay, maybe not. What's up, man?
Anyway, I was calling about here in Colombia, they're trying to pass a smoking ban.
Oh, boy.
And actually started this summer. I came in contact with this guy online, and we decided to start a campus libertarians group here at my college.
Great.
And so we met a couple weeks ago, just the two of us to discuss starting it. And one of the things we agreed on was that we didn't want to just sit around and talk. We wanted to actually do some stuff. And so our group had our first meeting last week, and then tomorrow, just 1 week later, we're already having our first event. We're going to go protest at where they're having the meeting, the city council meeting.
Oh, really?
And we're working together with the Students United for Small Government.
Hmm.
And
is that another group on your campus?
Yes.
Oh, great.
And so we're going to go out there and hold signs and then probably go into the meeting and actually talk. And I thought it's getting, I guess, a lot of publicity here in the city. And they're actually not even having the meeting at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they anticipate so many people coming out that they're having it at the local convention center.
Hmm.
What is it that they're talking about? The smoking ban.
Smoking ban.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to pass a smoking ban, which would be on which would not allow smoking in restaurants in the city.
I want to just say congratulations on starting that local group. I think it's really important for people to, especially kids in college-age kids, to get a local libertarian group started, or free market group, or whatever you want to call it, at your college, because really you're probably going to end up doing more for liberty than the local libertarian group will. I mean, I don't even think that they're going to be out there doing anything. Do you know? Have you been in touch with them?
Oh, yeah. Another thing we've told all the people in our group, our state fair is coming up in about a week. And so the state libertarian group, which is, I think, headquartered here, we're going to go there and do an Operation Politically Homeless.
Cool. I think the best thing to do is to get out there, as far as being a libertarian group, is to get out there and do things. It's the only way that anybody's ever going to pay any attention to you. It's the only way that you're really going to be able to spread your group, and not just going out to city council meetings in the state fair, but maybe setting up events on the college campus as well to do maybe an Operation Politically Homeless booth there in wherever it is the central traffic location is. As far as foot traffic is concerned for your college, you know, get out there and consistently be seen on a week-by-week or bi-weekly basis. That way people know that you're there, you're alive, you're active, and you're something that people will want to get involved in instead of being a debate society, which you obviously don't want to be in. I think that's really important. Let us know what happens at this city council meeting. Is this going to be a state smoking ban or a city smoking ban?
No, it's just the city.
Okay. All right, man.
Well, that's a good way to send business to other cities.
Yeah, good luck, and let us know what happens. Thanks for the call, Zach. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's really cool, man. People taking the initiative, starting up their own pro-liberty groups. That's what needs to happen. You know, if you're getting involved with, for instance, your local libertarian party, and you find out that they're just a group of guys that sits around every other week and has a little debate session, and you're a little disappointed with that, and you actually want to see something happen, well, it's probably going to be up to you to start up an alternative group of some sort and get out there and do it. You know, you can't necessarily, especially if there's a lot of bureaucracy going on within the party, you know, if you have to go through a certain process in order to get funds approved, in order to get the permit to go ahead with the planned activities. I mean, you don't want to go through all that. You just want to be able to get registered at whatever event you're going to and go and set up and do it without having to ask anybody's permission. So if you have to jump through a bunch of hoops, I say start your own group and eliminate the hoops.
I have to agree.
1-800-259-9231. So government bureaucrats making phone calls to airport, I guess, to airlines, right? Apparently there's some funny stories about, what is this, like an op-ed or something by a guy who runs tech support for an airline?
It's an email that I got from my RLC group, and I can't verify that any of these things are true. There's no way to verify that these are true, but they're darn funny. From our government officials at Washington, D.C. airport ticket agents offer some example of why our country is in trouble. Number one, I had a New Hampshire congresswoman ask for an aisle seat so that her hair wouldn't get messed up by being near the window.
Oh, because of the wind?
The wind. Number two, I got a call from a candidate staffer who wanted to go to Cape Town. I started to explain the length of the flight and the passport information. Then she interrupted me with, I'm not trying to make you look stupid, but Cape Town's in Massachusetts. Without trying to make
Cape
her look stupid, I calmly explained Cape Cod is in Massachusetts, Cape Town is in Africa.
Right.
Her response? Click.
Wow.
Yeah. Three, a senior Vermont congressperson called, furious about a Florida package we did. I asked her what was wrong with a vacation in Orlando. He said, I was expecting an ocean view room. I tried to explain this is not possible since Orlando is in the middle of the state.
Yeah.
He replied, don't lie to me. I looked at a map of Florida and it's a very thin state.
These are all government people?
That's the story.
Okay.
I'm not saying that any of these are true. I don't know for sure. But
now, to be fair to everybody else...
they sure sound true.
But yeah, they do. And to be fair to everyone else, it seems like when you go into a store, for instance, and this isn't going into a store, but you're dealing with some business that you're not really too familiar with. I mean, these people aren't experts. Nobody who's booking tickets is... unless they fly for a living or unless they fly so often, is really an expert at doing this stuff. So mistakes are going to be made, and they're obviously just picking on the government bureaucrats. But to be fair, I think there's a lot of people that just sort of go into dum-dum zone when they enter, for instance, a retail establishment. They don't know where the bathrooms are, even though there's huge emblazoned signs, 4x8 signs with neon letters indicating where the bathroom is. I mean, people ask stupid questions, and it's okay. That's just what happens. That's why they have nice people on the phones to deal with you.
Number four, I got a call from a lawmaker's wife who asked, is it possible to see England from Canada? And I said, no. But they look so close on the map, she said.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, I'm just reading these. Number five, an aide from a cabinet member once called and asked if he could rent a car in Dallas. When I pulled up the reservation, I noticed he had only a one-hour layover in Dallas. When I asked him why he wanted to rent a car, he said, I heard Dallas was a big airport and we needed a car to drive between gates to save time.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently, the little golf carts aren't good enough.
Okay.
Six, an Illinois congresswoman called last week. She needed to know how it was possible that her flight from Detroit left at 8:30 a.m. and got to Chicago at 8:33 a.m. I explained that Michigan was an hour ahead of Illinois, but she couldn't understand the concept of time zones. Finally, I told her the plane was fast, and she bought it. A New York lawmaker called and asked, do airlines put your physical description on your bag so that they know where your luggage know whose luggage belongs to whom? I said, no. Why do you ask? She replied, well, when I checked in with the airline, they put a tag on my luggage that said fat. I'm overweight, and I think this is very rude. After putting her on hold for a minute while I looked up the flight, and I was laughing, I came back and explained the city code for Fresno, California is fat, and the airline was just putting a destination tag on her luggage.
What I want to know, my question about this is, how does he know that these are all staffers for governments?
I don't know the answer. Like I said, I don't
that's
know
the only
that
thing
any of these things are true.
The stories all sound like they could be true because some people just ask the dumbest of questions. Mm-hmm. But I just want to know, like, you don't know what their occupation is. The airlines don't ask you for an occupation when you sign up for a flight, so that's the only thing that's questionable.
I understand.
Is there more?
A senator's aide called to inquire about a trip package to Hawaii. After going over the cost info, she asked, would it be cheaper to fly to California and then take a train to Hawaii? I just got off the phone with a freshman congressman who asked, how much do I know? How do I know which plane to get on? I asked him what exactly he meant, to which he replied, I was told I was on number 823, but these planes don't have numbers on them.
Huh?
No planes have numbers on them.
Oh,
the flight
really?
Numbers are just a sign.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. On the way, what happens when the police rough up a paraplegic man? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 3rd, 2006. Gold opened at $587, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $619. Again, that's $619 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. The map included. Listener map, in fact. Over 1,500 of our listeners have added themselves to it, and you can add yourself as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can represent yourself as a digital pushpin on our international map of listeners. You can even add a little quote to go along with your name, including a picture as well. It's all free. Map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, Go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're going to continue. There's, I think there's three more of these airline tech support or airline customer service stories, which allegedly have to do with government bureaucrats calling in with just the dumbest of questions. Let's continue this, Mark.
A lady senator called and said, I need to fly to Pepsi-Cola, Florida. Do I have to get one of those little commuter planes? I asked her if she meant Pensacola, Florida,
yeah,
on the commuter plane. She said, yeah, whatever, smarty. I like that one. 11, the senior senator called and had a question about the documents he needed in order to fly to China. After a lengthy discussion about passports, I reminded him that he needed a visa. Oh, no, I don't. I've been to China many times, and I've never had one of those. I double-checked, and sure enough, his stay required a visa. Then I told him, he said, look, I've been to China 4 times, and every time they've accepted my American Express. You knew that was coming,
yeah,
right? A New Mexico congresswoman called to make reservations. I want to go from Chicago to Rhino, New York. I was at a loss for words. Finally, I said, are you sure that's the name of the town? Yes. What flights do you have? Replied the lady. After some searching, I came back with, I'm sorry, ma'am. I've looked at every airport code in the country, and I can't find a Rhino anywhere. The lady retorted, oh, don't be silly. Everyone knows where it is. Check your map. So I scoured the map of the state of New York and finally offered, you don't mean buffalo, do you? The reply is, whatever. I knew it was a big animal.
And this is supposed to be from one of our listeners, or they're forwarding something along?
I believe that this is a forward from Bill Westmiller of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
It's almost totally unbelievable. I mean, it's just
great.
Some of it seems like it could be for real, but I just want to know how he gets the names of all these individuals, how he knows that these are all government bureaucrats.
I don't know.
Is there a special government bureaucrat helpline for the airlines?
I don't doubt that.
800-259-9231 to the phones, to the fun. Helen in California, ladies first. Hello, Helen.
Hi,
what's on your mind?
I'm going to try and announce to all the people that and remind them that Thursday, October 5th, is the World Can't Wait, and you can get all the information.
What is that?
They're having a march. The last year it was Stop the Madness, and it's stop everything. Don't go to school. Don't buy anything. Don't buy gas. Don't go to Walmart.
Wait, why?
Because it's a protest type of thing. And
what are you protesting?
Pardon me?
What are you protesting?
We're protesting everything. It's like a boycott. A boycott of everything. But if you want to get on the website...
A boycott of everything? Can you explain to me why you're boycotting everything?
I guess the people are just mad.
Mad about what?
Mad about the economy, mad about the gas situation. Of course, that's getting better.
So and you're going to just not buy anything for one day? And
just for one day. They did this a year ago, and it worked great.
How did it work exactly?
Well, the next day, everything came down like anywhere from $1 to $2 everywhere.
Really? Everything came down?
Everything. It does help the economy.
It helps the economy to not buy anything?
Yep.
How is it that helps the economy, Helen? I'm not somebody who's against a boycott, by the way. I'm all for boycotts.
Well, it's the only way we can show we still exist. We're not just people. The people. But we, the people, exist. But
who thinks you don't exist? I guess I'm a little confused.
I think people want to prove that we're not going to go overthrow a government, but we can make a point. Okay?
So this is about the government, then?
Yes, mainly about the economy.
But
if you go to the website, theworldcan'twait.com, you will get all the information.
They're
going
to explain everything to me there, huh? Like as far as why I should not buy stuff.
Just for 24 hours.
It's not a big deal. Well, I don't understand. I mean, are you trying to... How is it, if you're protesting what the government does, why is it that you're punishing business owners?
Because boycotting proves that... We are overpriced. When you go to the market every day, people who do, homemakers and everyone knows that they're raising the prices and blaming it on the oil and blaming everything on something else, and the prices are unreal.
Well, I mean, when the price of oil goes up, the price of everything does go up. You do understand that.
Mm-hmm. It's just a form of... boycotting, and it's only for 24 hours. It's not a big deal.
But if it's not a big deal, then why are you doing it?
You know what? It works. That's all I know. Last year they did it. It was called Stop the Madness.
Yeah.
Everybody did it.
And it worked by
it
reducing
the
gas
The next
prices.
Day after, you 24 hours later, the prices came down.
The prices of gas or the price of everything?
The gas, everything. Really? All
you're
your produce. produce came down.
It's really? So how do you know that? I mean, did somebody actually go to Did you actually go to the stores in the area the day before
and
take some notes? And then did you go back the next day to make sure that the prices had actually gone down?
Someone wrote an article, and if you heard Gore Vidal, did you hear him Sunday?
Gore Vidal, yeah.
The one that wrote the book? Okay. He donated a whole lot of money to this cause.
For him.
That is a good thing.
Helen. Mark, did you have any questions for Helen while we got on the line? Very interesting.
I can tell you that one of the things that I buy every day is coffee at Panera, and it didn't go down.
Yeah, well, there's Starbucks. They went up.
Yeah, Starbucks.
They're up almost double now.
Okay, what was your website again? I'm sorry, I want to try and find
it. It's called theworldcantwait.com.
.com.
And it stopped. Last year it was Stop the Madness.
Okay,
this year it's Stop the Torture.
So now I'm all for stopping torture. I totally agree with stopping torture. It's just that I don't agree with cutting off business.
It's something
in this country.
They have proved.
How about this? Hey, here's an idea. I just want to run this by you, since you're somebody who's more than willing to get out there and protest. And I mean, is there also going to be like roadside sign wavings going on and stuff like that?
Well, I live in a small community, but it's going on in a big, big way in Washington and in California and throughout the whole United States. It worked great last year.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work this year.
TheWorldCan'tWait.com, does that
October 5th.
Does that include the apostrophe and can't?
Yeah,
I guess.
It does.
Or is it the world cannot wait?
It's the world
Helen, I've been to the website, and apparently it's just not there.
Just
maybe it's worldcantwait.net.
Just a minute, I'll ask my daughter. Yes,
you should probably put her on the line. She might actually be able to explain this a little bit more effectively. You know what? I don't think we can really hang on for Helen. She's so sweet, though.
She really is a nice lady.
She has great intentions. She wants to make a difference in the world, and I just don't know if she's going about it in the right fashion.
I've certainly never heard of The World Can't Wait.
I have heard of it. I think it's one of those sort of anti-Bush administration.
Hello.
Hi.
The World Can't Wait. .org.
Okay. Well, Helen,
I had to go to my daughter because I don't have a computer.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Best of luck with your protest. I hope it makes a difference in the world, and thank you very much for the call.
Well,
thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Well, sleep well, sweetie.
Well,
800-259-9231.
It's got to be about that time for Helen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I just don't know if that's going to have an effect on anything.
Maybe it will.
At all.
Don't buy anything tomorrow, darn it.
I disagree. You should buy whatever it is you were planning on buying.
Don't buy anything.
That's the only way to help the economy. 800-259-9231. Oh, I was going to suggest that instead of not buying stuff, she not pay her taxes. Doggone it, what would she have said to that? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 130,000 posts. Over 1,200 people interacting, and it's all totally free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get involved. You don't have to register to read the posts on the BBS, but it'd be a good idea if you want to post something on there. It's most of the forums, I think, are open to the public. bbs.freetalklive.com, get you on board there.
Registering doesn't require much. I think it's a...
No. It's quick email verification, and that's about it.
And we don't send anything to those email addresses.
Nope. No, we don't.
If BBS, you want to get sent something, you have to go to updates.freetalklive.com.
Correct. The BBS is for interacting with other listeners and the Free Talk Live crew. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with a very nice old lady, Helen, in California. She was promoting this event that is coming up. I'm not sure what day. I think she's just had some facts that were wrong. And that's not very good. I mean, for promoting the event, you should probably get your facts right before you call a radio show and promote. But she's talking about this World Can't Wait organization, and I did find their website. And I'm looking at this flyer here for this event. It's apparently on Thursday, October 5th. It complains about things like Katrina, endless wars, torture, theocracy. Bring this to a halt, it says. Sounds good to me. Bringing this government to a halt would be good. Millions of us are deeply distressed and angered, but people are held back by the fear that they are alone and powerless. Many hope that somehow the Democrats will do something to change this, when every day it becomes more clear that they will not. So, apparently, even the Democrat people are getting disappointed in the Democrats. So the Republicans are disappointed in the Republicans for not giving them smaller government.
Right.
And the Democrats are disappointed in the Democrats for not standing up against the big government Republicans. So that's kind of interesting. Many hope the Democrats will do something, but it seems clear they won't. From out of this huge reservoir of people, we can unleash a great wave. Moving together on the same day, our numbers making a statement that cannot be ignored. And that lets it be known that we are determined to bring this whole disastrous direction to a halt. On Thursday, October 5th, join us in saying to the world, this regime does not represent us, and we will not stop until we drive it out. Walk out of school. Refuse to work. No shopping on October 5th. Come to mass demonstrations across the country and march through the streets calling on millions more to join us in repudiating this criminal regime with the mobilization of massive political opposition.
We shall overcome.
It's a nice idea, I guess. Get people together and protest and stuff, but I don't know if I like the idea of walking out of work. I don't know if that's really something that I support.
I don't think we're going to do it here.
I'm all for walking out of school. I think that's fine. I mean, really, what are you going to do in school anyway? That's pretty much just a waste of time for most kids, so that's absolutely something I support. But I don't know. I would suggest that if you're going to be attending this, you just schedule it around your workplace habits. I don't know. I just don't know if refusing to buy things is going to have any sort of an effect on the government. Why would the government care? I mean, it's not business people that are... It's not the store owners and the clerks that are funding this war.
Well, it's not the store owners and the clerks, but I would think that, you know, Big Oil certainly has its is in bed with the government. I mean, we're essentially over there doing security work for the oil companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be over there, we're over there. So
I could see them saying, don't buy gasoline, even though I think it's silly, because we all know that you're going to need to fill up at some point sooner or later. So
yeah, I don't think that hurts them much.
Dumbest protest. I mean, I'm all for it. Go ahead. Get together and have a protest. Will it make a difference? Will it drive out Bush? Probably not.
I don't think it's going to. No.
Will it embolden the Democrats to do something about this? I don't know. Questionable. Let me know what happens. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dead Meat in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to say thank you for that most recent update, Ian. You gave me hope and direction in my life. Just by letting me know that Mark is thinking about coming back to Florida. I'm waiting for you, baby. I miss nights at karaoke. I miss holding your hand. I miss your warbling voice singing Monster Magnet. I miss you, Mark. Please come back.
You
I love you.
You are the strangest man.
I want to hold your hand and caress your leg. Come back to me, Mark.
A strange man.
Thanks, Dead Meat. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. One less reason for you to go back.
You know, it's just it's so scary, the whole idea, that big 250-pound man trying to hold my hand.
Well, we hadn't broached the subject on the air yet, but since he brought it up, we better clue people in as to what it exactly was that he was referring to. Yesterday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, you sort of dropped a bit of a bombshell on me.
Yesterday?
And yeah, it was yesterday.
Okay.
And I didn't really know what to do about it. Essentially, you had said that you were wanting to go back to Florida.
Yeah, I'm bored witless in this place.
And you had a laundry list of excuses as to why you didn't want to be here, and you wanted to go home to mommy, and whatever it was that your
mommy
excuses were. And so basically, my girlfriend and I had been trying to explain to you that you're in a new place. When you move somewhere, there's culture shock going on. It takes time to get used to things. It takes time to discover new things to do. It takes time to make new friends. And we tried to explain this to you, and I felt like I couldn't get through to you. I felt like I couldn't make any more points. I couldn't make a difference that you were getting ready to bail. And I was a little perturbed by that concept, considering that you'd gone so far, I mean, 1,500 miles to come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as part of the First 1,000, and now you were thinking about just cutting and running. And
well, I don't know about cutting and running. I would still have a mailing address here, and I would be...
Yeah, well, it wouldn't do you much good for being on a radio show.
Well,
anyway,
I had a plan for that,
you
too.
You had a plan, but it didn't work out the way you thought it would.
Well, it didn't work out that way, no.
Right. And anyway, since I couldn't get through to you, I throughout an update to the listeners, and I let them know what the situation was, that you were having doubts and you weren't sure about your future, and I guess they sent you some emails.
Yeah, I think I got 100 emails.
Really, 100 emails?
I think I may have gotten. It's darn. If I bet I didn't get 100, I got 75.
And I think some of them were a little critical of you. I think I didn't read them, but some of them were critical. Some of them were probably very nice.
Thanks for all the expletives.
Some of them,
I love you guys.
Some of them, I think, were encouraging towards you. I think really the message that I saw the most, at least there's a BBS post about it in the show forum, at least what I seem to see, was that people thought that you were really cutting out way too early. You gave it 4 weeks, and you're ready to bail out. And from the other people that had moved in their lives, that had, for instance, like you and I, we both lived in Florida for our entire lives.
I think our biggest problem is that you decided to move us to the hinterland, you know?
I mean, don't know what you're talking about.
Keene, as opposed to, say, Manchester or, you know, Concord or the Seacoast.
Keene's got 25,000 people living in it. There's 70,000 people in the area, and you've driven through Manchester, and you said that you thought Keene was nicer than Manchester.
Well, I think there's parts of Manchester that are probably nicer, and there's certainly more things to do there.
Well, there's plenty of amenities in Keene. There's certainly all of the shopping that one would possibly need. No, I'm talking about Walmart and Home Depot and all the things that you sort of need to exist. You don't have to drive very far in order to get those things. Anyway, I sent out the email to the updates list, sort of asking for a little bit of help here to try to rescue you before you make just one of the worst decisions in your entire life. That would be to chicken out and go back to Florida. And so at this point, it looks like you have made the right decision, and you will be staying in New Hampshire for the time being. You're going to give it at least, what, 6 months, if not a full year?
I signed a lease for till I believe it was April the 30th.
All right. So you're on. You're still here, Mark.
At least I don't have to live with my co-host anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't chicken out, because it was really going to make you look bad. I mean, even if you'd managed to somehow stay on the show, which I probably wasn't going to allow to happen to much of an extent, it would have really damaged your reputation.
Well, the Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 people to one state when we reach 20,000. And we're not at 20,000. So
yeah.
I haven't reneged on that promise. And the First 1,000 program is a promise to move 1,000 people. We'll move by 1998 when we reach 2008, excuse me, when we reach 1,000. We haven't. So I haven't reneged on any promises.
I understand that, but I think that even though you didn't necessarily make a promise on the air, it seemed pretty clear that you were intending to move to the Free State Project.
And I did.
You were moving to New Hampshire to be a part of the Free State Project from here on out. I think that was the intention. At least that's what everyone else seemed to think beyond your little brain there, Mark. And so it really doesn't matter what your promises to yourself were. What matters is how you're being perceived by others. And people are watching. 800-259-9231. It's amazing to me that you're still fighting this, even though you're deciding to stay here. I think that's kind of sad. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodide. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. Shop with us. Buy some Free Talk Live stuff. Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live t-shirts, DVD archives of classic shows from way back when, all available at store.freetalklive.com. Again, that's store.freetalklive.com.
You know, it's getting to be wintertime, and we have a Free Talk Live Scully. You know, you can get a little black or a little yellow Scully that fits down. Has a
beanie. Is beanie another word for that?
I don't know. You know, a
pull-down
ski
thing. Ski cap thing, yeah.
And
warm. Keep your ears warm.
And it has the Free Talk Live symbol on the front.
Does. It's all there. It's store.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, I could continue raking you over the coals for your choices earlier this week.
I'll rake you back.
But we've got to go to the phone. So you've been saved by the bell. Let's talk to Nick in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I got a theory on maybe Mark wants to move back to Florida.
Okay.
I think maybe from what the earlier caller suggested, maybe he's got some friends down there that he needs to hook back up with.
Maybe so.
It could be true, but I don't think it's that earlier caller.
What's on your mind, Nick?
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know I called into Free FM, this Clear Channel radio show. It's like a talk station.
Actually, that's an Infinity CBS radio station, but okay, go ahead.
Right, in Phoenix here, and they were debating the smoking ordinance that's going to be voted on, and I called in with my filled out the libertarian stuff, and they were all like, oh. And the debate just kind of ended there. Like, the caller after me said, oh, yeah, I totally agree with that guy, and that was pretty much it, you know.
Nice job. You shut down the call-in topic. Good job, man.
Yeah, because they were just all debating, oh, well, what does the government need to do? And I said, who cares what the government, you know, it's not their business. Let the business owner decide. The people decide with their dollars who's, you know, where they're going to go, and it just works out better. But
exactly right. Was that a local show on the Free FM that you called in?
Yeah. It's like a local nightly show. You know, it was like 12:30 after I got off of work real late. But
have you considered calling the station's program director and requesting Free Talk Live? Because we'd fit very well on an FM talk.
I wish, dude. I mean, it's a total talk station. So, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, you should check out local.freetalklive.com when you get a chance. And there's information in there on calling local talk stations. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from
you. In your area.
Yep, exactly. That's, again, local.freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Matthew. What's up?
How you doing?
Great.
Mark, I know what you're going through, because I don't know if you saw my post in response to your issue on the message board there.
Yeah.
But
he's got more than one issue. But go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm talking about the homesickness. Anyway, I moved to Mississippi from living all my life in New England.
Did you miss your mommy when you got there?
No.
Okay.
What are you talking about my mommy for?
Seriously, though, but I did. It was a big cultural and weather difference that I had to deal with. I mean, it was almost the exact opposite of what I understand, Mark, you're having trouble with is, some of the having to deal with the cooler weather and it starts to get colder and it's darker. You know what I mean?
I think anyway. I'm going to get some of those full spectrum bulbs they have at Walmart and replace everything in my new apartment with full spectrum bulbs.
It'll be like the sun's always on in your apartment.
Something like that.
But I did. I had that same issue, and also.
How did you get over it? How did you deal with it?
I just dealt with it.
Were you depressed?
I just stayed inside a lot in the air conditioning and.
I think this is actually going to be good because. Like, this is probably something a lot of people are going to be dealing with. I mean, moving across the country is a big enough commitment on its own, let alone all of the other factors that are involved. I mean, it's one thing to drop everything, to leave everything behind, family and friends, and to move somewhere. But to have the place you're moving to be totally different or indifferent in so many ways that you weren't necessarily expecting or not prepared for, I think it's going to be important to have you go through this process. Of course, I'm totally immune to it. I love being here. I think it's fantastic.
He's immune to it because he doesn't leave the house.
That's not true. I go out of the house. I went out for a run today.
He does go out of the house maybe once a day.
No.
It's really superfluous to Ian. It just doesn't matter to him.
Anyway.
Mark, if I'd known that you were such a city guy, I would have said definitely Portsmouth or Manchester.
Who wants to drive an hour and a half to go to work every day?
But it's more important that he stay in New Hampshire and be happy than be a co-host of Free Talk Live, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so
because being an FSP member and working hard and being happy in New Hampshire, to me, is more important.
He doesn't want to work hard. He wants it to all be done for him. He wants it all to take it easy. He wants to live the life of an international playboy. I'm not joking with you.
Oh, that's absolutely
okay.
True.
Okay,
an international playboy.
But I mean, Portsmouth is definitely more of your. I think more they got a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and it's warmer there.
Every time I've been to Portsmouth, it's been very nice.
There you go, Matthew. Yeah, any other thoughts?
Yeah. Well, anyway, there was something else I was going to talk to you about was there's been today. I know you're all going to be very happy about this and celebrating and having beer after the broadcast, but there's inaugurated in Massachusetts the new health insurance for poor people
The state mandated health insurance for all people in Massachusetts, not just poor people, right?
Yeah, but it's particularly geared. They're like gearing it. They're selling it as if as well, and you know, and they had some lady on who they were taking pictures of with the governor saying something about I couldn't live without this, and blah, 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 blah.
They love to do that. They love to just roll out one person and point to them and say, boy, if it weren't for this government program, this individual would be living a terrible life. Thank goodness for government. Except they never point out all the individuals whose businesses are harmed, whose livelihoods are harmed by these new government programs and taxes and mandates. They never point those people out.
Yeah, they're not going to point out all the businesses they're going to be hopefully flocking to New Hampshire to get away from all this craziness.
God bless them.
More power to them.
Matthew, thanks for the call.
Keep going with them.
We appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for sharing your personal story. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. My full thought was going to be that I think it's good that you're going through this, Mark, because a lot of other people are going to go through this as well. And if they know that Mark from Free Talk Live, somebody who they used to respect at least,
I don't particularly like the town in New Hampshire that I live in. What about that garners disrespect?
You had said before that you hated New Hampshire.
I really don't like New Hampshire in general.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more rural than Keene.
So be honest.
Most of it's more rural than Keene.
Yeah.
But I would like to see something more cosmopolitan. I believe that's the precise term I used when we were discussing where we would live in.
Why don't you go live in Boston then? Plenty of cosmopolitanness there.
Don't want to be in Boston.
Oh, why not? What's wrong with Boston? It's a city.
It's well, why would I move to Boston?
Clubs and activity and stuff going on there.
Why would I go there?
I don't know. You want cosmopolitan.
Hey, well, if I'm gonna make, you know, I don't want to drive an hour and a half to work every day. I'm not gonna do that.
I don't
either. I might as well just move to Florida if I'm gonna move to Boston.
I see. I wasn't actually suggesting you go to Boston. Anyway, my point was, for those people that are out there that are considering moving to the Free State, I think it's important to know that there are going to be people that are going to, I guess it's going to be a bit of a shock to the system. They're not going to be living in a place that's similar to the place that they came from, though I personally have no problem with it. I think it's fantastic up here. It's beautiful, a wonderful place to live. All of the amenities are around, just because there aren't nightclubs and stuff. And by the way, you didn't go to nightclubs before. I mean, I really didn't understand.
No.
What is it that you aren't doing now that you were doing back in Sarasota? You've got karaoke now. You found that.
I can't precisely articulate it.
See, that's the problem, Mark.
It really is a problem.
Right. See, you can't even articulate what it is that's wrong. You just feel wrong.
Yes.
And I think what that is just a matter of that culture shock phenomenon that, oh my gosh, I'm in a different place. I don't know where I am. There's trees and bricks. You were complaining earlier today that there's too many bricks in the buildings. I mean, you've gone off the deep end at this point. So I think you should heed the advice of our listeners who
bricks everywhere in this town.
I think you should heed the advice of our listeners who have gone through moves like this in the past. Give it a year. I know you only want to give it 6 months and make a decision then, but I think even in 6 months it's going to be different for you. But 6 months to a year, look at it then, look back, see where you are in a year, because there's going to be a lot going on. I mean, you know as well as I do that a lot can change in a month's time.
Sure.
And a whole lot can change in a year's time. And I think that you're going to find that by a year out from now, you're going to have a lot more friends in New Hampshire. You're going to have a lot more things that you're going to like to do. You're going to discover new activities, like things that you couldn't do in Florida, snowboarding and other things like that. There's all kinds of outdoorsy stuff here.
I don't see snowboarding in my future, but I didn't see mountain climbing really in it either.
And you enjoyed that?
I did.
All right.
Couldn't do it. I couldn't do it on Sunday because it was raining all day.
Can you guys
believe it rained from Saturday evening to Monday morning?
Can you believe
if it rained like that in Florida, it would have been a hurricane.
Can you all believe this drama that I have to go through? I'm glad you're going to move out of my house. I won't have to deal with your crap anymore. Hour number two is coming up. I hope Laura's listening. She comes up and whips you into shape, your wife. Hour two's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.